Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Zevachim daf Nun Zayin. Starting today with the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis, by Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. The Mishnah says that each of them have their own din achila. Bechor is Nechal HaKoyhanim. Even though it's Kachim Kalim, it's a Matana HaKoyhanim, and therefore it's only Nechal HaKoyhanim. We had earlier in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Hei by the Chaz V'Shoik of Toida and El Nazir and Shlomim that they're Nechal L'Kehanim L'Nesheim U'Lavdeya. What's the din of Bechor? Bechor it's Nechal L'Kehanim, is it only for Zichrei Kehuna like Kache Kachim, or is it also Nechal for the family of the Kohen? So there's no Mefurshe Gemara about this question. The Rashba in Meseches Nedarim, and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Rashba there says that Bechor is only Nechal L'Zichrei Kehuna. The Rashba wants to explain with this why a Bechor is considered a Davar HaNadur. The person makes is Matfis a Neder in a Bechor. It is considered a Neder. But Truma, says in the Mishnah, Kechalas Aron Ketrumasai, is considered a Davar Asur, and not a Davar HaNadur. Explain to the Rashba that Bechor, that is only Nechal L'Zichrei Kehuna, so therefore it's a Korban, says the Rashba. And it's also because of the Kedusha of it. And therefore it's considered a Davar HaNadur. Hashem Kein Truma, says the Rashba, it's the moment of a Kohen. It's just a Matana that you have to give to a Kohen. But it's the moment of the Kohen, the Haraya. His whole family can eat it. And therefore it's Davar HaAsur, not a Davar HaNadur. So we have it first in the Rashba, that the Bechor is only Nechal L'Zichrei Kehuna. However, in the Tosefta by us, in Perek Vav of Korbanos Halacha Ches, it's Mefurish that a Bechor is like a Chaz V'Shoik, and it's Nechal L'Neshei Koyanim U'Avdei Koyanim. Not like the Rashba. Kusha G'dayla on the Rashba, K'negah the Tosefta. Yishuv, I don't have, again, black and white, K'negah the Rashba. But at least the Ruach HaDormah of the Rashba could work even with the Tosefta. We mentioned earlier on Daf Nun Hei that even though the Chaz V'Shoik is Nechal to Avdei Koyanim, and the Rambam says it's like Truma, Mari Korkis says that there's din of Kinyan Kasbay, just like Kinyan Kasbay eats Truma, also Kinyan Kasbay eats Chaz V'Shoik. Yet, we tell you that Chaz V'Shoik is not Nechal to behemoths, even though Truma can be Nechal to a behemoth. And the reason is that the Truma is the Mamon Kohen. The Kohen does with it as he wants for his Mamon. And it's there anything, anyone that is related to the Kohen, he can give it to them. Now Sheein came, the Karbon is has a unique din. It came from a Karbon, the Chaz V'Shoik, or a Bechor, it's a Karbon. It has a unique din. It comes from the Mizbeach. It's from the Shulchan Gavoya. And therefore, mitzad the Kedusha of it, it can only be Nechal to certain people. So even though mitzad, there would be no Isser Zarus to give the Chaz V'Shoik to a Behema, but it's Bizoyin Kachim, because it's a carbon. It has unique din in Achila. So that could also work in what the Iker Chiluk that the Rash was trying to say there. That a Bechor, it's a carbon, has unique dinim of its Achila, and therefore it's considered a Dover HaNadur. Shinkin Truma, which is Baker Momen Koyin. So the din is the Kivun Adorm is the same Kivun as the Rashba. And that could work with the Tesefta. However, the Lashon of the Rashba, though, is still shared from the Tesefta. The Lashon that the Rashba says Mefurish, Bechor is only Nechal L'Zichrei Kehuna. Oh. Another point here in the Mishnah, by Pesach, that the Mishnah says that a Pesach is Einu Nechal Ela Balayla. Einu nechal ela archatzois, einu nechal ela leminuyov, einu nechal ela tzli. There are four stipulations in the achila of Pesach. We do not have the other korbanos. Pesach is only eaten by night. Pesach is only eaten until chatzois. Pesach is only eaten to those that are money in the korban, those that were counted as part of the korban, and is only eaten roasted. Those are the four stipulations that we have by Pesach. So that's, we're going to talk about all these four things, some now and some a little bit in the later in this year. The first, that the Mishnah says that Pesach is only Nechal Balayla. That's Lashon of the Pasuk, is by Erev, the time that you eat the carbon Pesach is be'erev at night. Leil tezvav, you eat the carbon. Even though most kachim are nechal, at least liyoyim v'layla, Pesach is only eaten by night. Mor says in the end of the second parak of Pesachim, Daf mem aleph mem beis, that a person that eats the Pesach by yoyim, it's over lava b'mechlal say only be'erev and not beforehand. And there's a lava b'mechlal say to eat the Pesach earlier. So it's only nechal b'layla. However, there's a very interesting Rashi in Pesachim and Daf Gimel Men Aleph. Rashi says in Divrei Maskil Zvachim that all karbonis the klal is at Laila Tchilich Achar Hayoyim. So Rashi says there, B'chein Pesach, lois is your menu at Boiker, Afkan Laila Achar Yom Maksuvim Bo. Pesach also, it's like similar to other kachim, that the Laila is Achar Hayoyim. So what does Rashi mean? Rashi, by other karbonis, Rashi says earlier there, by Toida and Shlomim, you first eat it by day. When you don't finish by day, you eat at night. But by Pesach, you don't eat anything at day. You eat the whole carbon only by night. And in the day, you're not eating anything. Very difficult Rashi. L'chor the pshat in this Rashi is up another Rashi. In Chulin, and Pei Gimel Meralaf, Divir Masal B'Kotchim. The Gemara says there that by Kotchim, the klal is that Laila's Hoylech Achar Hayoyim, which is the point that Rashi is trying to say here in Pesachim. That by Kotchim, the normally in all other dinim in the Torah, the day comes after the night. Right, Shabbos starts at night and then day. And everything in the Torah starts, goes the night, goes before the day. But by Kachim, the Klal is that Laila Tzolech Achar Hayoyim. That first comes the day and then comes the night. So Rashi says there in Chulin Pei Gimel, where do we know this, that by Kachim, Laila Tzolech Achar Hayoyim? Says Rashi, Dechsiv B'yoyim Karboni Yeyochil, L'yanich Menu Ad Boiker. Alma Laila Shal Acharov, Kari Yoyim Karbonoi Ad HaBoiker. That the next night is still considered the Yom Karbonoi. The Yom Karbonoi Yeyochel. You have to eat the carbon on the day that it's brought. So when you eat the carbon at night, it's still considered that it was brought on that day. Before you hear in Rashi, that by Kachim, Laila Tzolech Achar Hayoyim, is not because the Din Achila starts by day, and then it continues on at night. It's not the Pshat. The Rav the Pshat is that carbonos have to be eaten on the day that they are brought. So when you're eating it the night afterwards, it's still considered the day that it was brought. It was brought means you did the Shechita and the Zrika. The same day that you do the Avodah, and that day you must eat the carbon. So when you're eating the carbon at night, why is that considered the day that you brought the carbon? The answer is because Laila Tzolech Achar Hayoyim. That's what Rashi says. So you know that's also Pshat in Rashi and Pesachim. It's true Pesach is only Nechal Balaila. But even by Pesach, that's Nechal Balaila, it's still a kiyum of the din of B'yoyim Karboni Yeyochil, which is that Laila's Hoylech Achar Hayoyim. If Laila would not be Hoylech Achar Hayoyim, then you could not eat the Pesach at night, because you have to eat the carbon on the day that you bring it, and you bring it on Yom Yodalad, and you're eating it on Leil Tezvav, so it's a different day. Even though the only time that you eat it is then, but it's not the day that it was brought as a carbon, it was brought on a different day. The answer is that Laila's Hoylech Achar Hayoyim. And always we look at the night as the following the previous day, so it's still the day that you brought the carbon. In the Mela, also by Pesach, we have the din that Laila's Hoylech Achar Hayoyim. It's clear that that's a pshat in Rashi in Pesach. So that was the first stipulation of our Mishnah. Pesach is only nechal b'layla. Now we come to the next stipulation of the Mishnah. The Pesach is only nechal until Chatzos. That we will leave for right now, and we'll come back to it in the Gemara. Now the third stipulation of the Mishnah. Pesach is only nechal l'minuyav. So Rashi says here, what does it mean that Pesach is nechal l'minuyav? Says Rashi, shenimnu b'dmei l'kihosai. K'dechsev l'fi'ochloi tochoisu. The people that were counted in the money of the purchase of the Korban Pesach. So the Biskarov in Sefer, Nechal's Korban Pesach, is indicted from Rashi, that the idea of minuyim by Pesach is different than a kapar in a regular Korban. Says the Rav, that a kapar in a regular carbon, you don't need to own it at all. You can have absolutely no ownership of the behema or of the basar, and you can still get kapara. What's the raya? Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Yud Gimel. It says that the fear of Yesek Lili that Kachem Kalam is Mammon Bailin. So if I was Makdash a carbon toita, and now my toita went, and it was Mazik somebody. So the din is that the according to Rabbi Akiva, it holds Yuchlar Hashar. So my Torah, which had belonged to me, now belongs to the Nizik. because the sharf and the mazik now automatically becomes owned by the nizik. So now the nizik owns this sharf. So the Mara there says, who's going to, now we bring this carbon taida. The nizik is eating the basar. Who brings the lechem? When you bring a taida, you need to bring lechem with the carbon. Who has to bring the lechem? So the Mara says that nizik oichel basar, and the mazik may be lechem, because the mazik is getting the kapar of the carbon. So therefore, he brings the lechem. You see in the Gemara here, that even though the ownership transferred from the mazik to the nizik, or the shor is mazik, but the kapara always stays as belonging to the mazik. The Ksai says that you see here that you can't change the kapara of the karban, who is miskapir from the karban. Just like we can't change an oila to a shlamim, and also we can't change the karban of Reuven to be the karban of Shimon. Even though Shimon right now owns the basar, Shimon gets to eat the basar, but the kapara and the karban is always Reuven's. That's a mafurish Gemara, that the mazik is the miskapir in the karban, and that's why he has to bring the lechem. And the nizik eats the basar. He is the owner of the meat of the karban. So it says the Biskarav that by regular karban, you could have that one, that person gets kapara, even though he does not own it. But Pesach is different. The din minuyim by Pesach tells us that you actually have to own it. Like Rashi says here, ish levi ochle tochaisu, that you have to become an owner of the karban Pesach. You have to be a partial owner of the karban Pesach in order to get kapara. He brings this also from the Gemara in the beginning of Ish Mekadesh. Where wants to learn out of the pasuk by Kerban Pesach that Ish Zeiche Bolei Katam Zeiche. Ish Lofi Ochol Tachaisu, and only an Ish could be Zeiche LaAcherim, but a Katanat. Says the Biskarav, if the Kerban Pesach, you don't need any Moministic ownership on it. So who's talking about ownership? Where do we say anything about Zechiah? It's just who's getting Kapar on the carbon. Elamai, that by Pesach you need to own it. He also brings first in the Mechilta, Parashas Boy, from the pasuk of Mishchu Kchulachem, Mechilta learns out Kinyan Meshicha, the makar for Kinyan Meshicha, from the pasuk of Mishchu Kchulachem. Mishchu Kchul is just telling you to take a carbon Pesach. What is it? Even if it's telling you that you need to get kapara, what does it have to do with ownership? Elamai Mefurish, that in order to get kapara from the carbon Pesach, you need to own it. You need to have ownership in the carbon Pesach. That's what you can see from your Kinyan Meshicha. Mais, it's also Mefurish in the Akan Devir Biskarov. Mais, it's also Mefurish in the Piskei Tesis, in the beginning of Ish Mekadesh, Simen Pei, says that Zechia Ukinia Boi Be'amnoas Pesach Velosagi B'dibur B'alma. See, this is just in the Dibur itself, that I want you to have a chelik of my carbon. That could work for other carbonists. But Pesach, that's not good enough. You need zchia and kinyana. Kinyan. You need to be a zeiche in the momentistic of the carbon in order to get kapar. And that's kufa what it said in the pasuk of ish levyach letachoysu. That's what the Biskarav says. Ve'egishmak, and that's l'chari pshat in the Rashi by us in the Mishnah. Oh. Now the Mishnah tells us the last stipulation of Pesach. The Pesach is only nechal tzli. You can only eat it when it's roasted. You can't eat it raw or cooked. It needs to be roasted. So Tesis asks here, the bottom Tesis, different masks called HaPesach. Tesis asks why the Mishnah does not mention also that Pesach is only Nechal al Matzah Umreirim. It's different than other Karbonis. Karbonis, you don't have to eat Matzah, you don't need Matzah and Mar. And in Pesach, you need Matzah and Mar. So Tesis answers that the Mishnah only says things that are similar to it in other Karbonis. Other Karbonis don't need it. But that other Karbonis don't need Matzah and Mar, it's not in the Chiddush. It wasn't a Tavamina, that a Shlomim or that a Chatos. We need matzah and maror. There's no contrast to another carbon in that Pesach needs matzah and maror. Or Tais has a second teretz that matzah and maror is not ma'akev. Mashenkin and other things in the Mishnah are ma'akev. Or it's not a mitzvah de gufei. It's something external to the carbon Pesach. Mashenkin tzli is the Pesach itself. How do you eat the carbon Pesach? Those are Tais terutz. L'chayr, we could say another teretz, that the din of matzah maror that you need by Korban Pesach is not a din mitzad the kachim shabai. Korban Pesach really has two aspects. We'll see more as we go on. Korban Pesach, number one, it's a korban, like other korbanos. It has dinim mi'dinia korbanos. Anything that passes a regular korban also passes a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach also has the unique mitzvah aspect. As the Achronim point out, that Beis Halevi and others, that other korbanos, the ikar mitzvah of eating the korban, is that the korban should be eaten. If someone else eats it, it's also okay. Whoever eats it is mekayim a mitzvah. But if this one kohen has said, I'm not interested in eating it, and the other kohanim eat the korban, he was not mevatel any mitzvah. If he would eat it himself, he also would get a mitzvah. But korban Pesach is unique to other korbanos. It also has a mitzvah aspect, like regular mitzvahs. Just like we have to eat matzah on the Leila Seder. A person that does not eat matzah is mevatel a mitzvah. Also, you need to eat korban Pesach. Every single person in Klal Yisrael that's able to eat a kezayis of the korban Pesach has to eat a kezayis of the korban Pesach. In Mela, we can say that there's a very big difference between the din of tzli and the din of matzum rayrim. That we need to eat the Pesach on matzum rayrim is only mitzad the din the mitzvah of korban Pesach. In order to mekayin the mitzvah of korban Pesach, the proper way of doing it is with matzah and mar. Without that, you don't eat the Pesach in the proper way. That's the end of matzah and mar. But avada, nothing is lacking in the achilas kochim of korban Pesach to eat it without matzah and mar. That it's avada, the korban is entirely intact, and the there's no difference in the kiyum din of achilas kochim whether you have matzah and mar or not. Just for your mitzvah of eating the korban Pesach on lechatas vav, for that you need to eat it with matzah and mar. Now she'in gain the din of tzli, and that Pesach is only nechal tzli. So one could might also think that that's also only mitzad the din of the unique mitzvah of eating the korban Pesach. But the mitzad kochim is no chisar, just like other korbanos don't need tzli. So also korban Pesach mitzad the korban shevoi doesn't need tzli. The only reason that you need tzli, you could think, is mitzad the mitzvah of korban Pesach. That would be a good thing to think. But there's a big riot from the Gemara that is incorrect. The Gemara in the end of the third parak on Daflam and Vavam and Beis. Mar there has a nidain. If a person who's tamei eats a korban Pesach, which is not yet tzli, when it's still raw, is he chayav karis? Normally, a person that's tamei that eats a korban is chayav karis. Only if the korban is roy to be eaten. If the korban is pasul, and a tamei eats it, so he's not chayav karis. So Mar dons, what's it in if a tamei eats besar Pesach before it was roasted? L'chayra. If the whole mitzvah of eating tzli is only mitzad in Pesach Shabbat, mitzad the mitzvah, unique mitzvah of eating the Pesach v'lel tesvav, just like eating matzah, so but the carbon is, it does not come in the carbon whether it's roasted or not, and for sure you're chayiv. That a tamei that eats a carbon is chayiv, it's because he ate a carbon. If mitzad the carbon is entirely roy, just only the tzli is only mitzad the mitzvah of Pesach, then about a tamei is chayiv. It's muchach in the Gemara that the din of tzli is a tenai in the achilas kochim of Pesach. Other karbanos, you can eat them however you want. That's why all the mishnayos in our perek say that the karbanos are nechal b'kol meichel. Bafuke Pesach, which is eaten only tzli. That difference is not because of the mitzvah of eating Pesach. That's the difference in the kochim. Other kochim, their din kodesh, allows them to be eaten however you want it. Cooked, raw, roasted, however you want to eat them, that's how you can eat them. Mashingin Pesach, the din kochim of Pesach, tells you that it has to be eaten only when it's roasted and not when it's raw or cooked. So that's the din mitzad, the ikur din kochim of the Pesach, which is much in that gemara, that's mashmal, as we said, in the Mishnayos of our perek. So maybe that's Miyachi Taisus a question. The Mishnah by us cannot say matzum reirim, because that's not related at all to teizum ukoimen shal zvochim. Our Mishnah is telling me how to bring karbonis and how to eat karbonis. Matzah and mar is unrelated to the karbon. You want to get your mitzvah of eating a Pesach, do it with matzah and mar. But the karbon is not at all affected by the matzah and mar or lack thereof. Mashayin kain tzli, that's a din mitzad the way to eat the kachim of the karbon Pesach. It must be eaten tzli. And that's why the Mishnah tells me dafka this din. That's ma'akev here by Pesach. It was said a unique way of how you need to eat the karbon Pesach, mitzad the din kachim shepet. That's going to be a very good shmack of shat in the Mishnah. But Bertesus did not say this teretz. We come now to Davnun Zayin. The Gemara is looking for the Makar that Bechor is Nechal le Shnei Yamin v'laylo Echad. It's not Liyam v'laylo. Hosugis HaGemara here with Rabbi Yisag Lili. So Tech Advarim in the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmoel, Hai l'cho yiyah my Ovid lay. What did Rabbi Yishmoel learn out of the Pasuk of l'cho yiyah? Limir abachor bal mum shumatan on the koyin, shalay matzinu mekol atayra. Tzialfusa, that you can give a Bechor Bar Mum to a Kohen, which we don't find anywhere else. So this phrase is problematic. Every time that we use a drasha, obviously we need this drasha to tell me the din, means that Lemetzinu Bechor HaTorah. We would not learn it anywhere else in the Torah, and therefore we need a dafka this pasuk to tell it to me. And yet the Gemara never uses that phraseology, Shalei Matzino B'kol HaTorah, except in this drasha. A few times throughout Shas, when it says that Bechor Bal Mum is given to a Kohen, it says, Shalei Matzino Loi B'kol HaTorah. What does this mean? So Rashi, in Bechor Yisdaf Chavches, Gemara says the same, Lusach there, Rashi says, Shalei Matzino B'kol HaTorah, Shinenu L'Kohen Elam Eribuya, that we never found anywhere else except from over here. Rashi learned, it sounds like the simple way to learn. It takes that Sanashi, what we just asked. That always that's the case. And we always need this pasuk to tell me this din, because I would not have learned it from someone else. So says Taiz in different teretz. There Taiz in Bechiris Chavches, Shemaskos Shaloi. Mefarish Ri, Dachi Gamar. Shalei Matzino Loi Bekola Teira Kula, Shinenu Kayete Baze. We never found a maton into a coin which is like a Bechir. Balmum. Why is that? The chatos v'asham sheheim l'koyein kasha kriyim in the mizbeach im huwu sham mizbeach ma'afzid chilkoy ma'afzid gam ha'koyein. Chatos v'asham is also given to a koyein, but it's only when the mizbeach gets its chilek. You bring the carbon properly. The dam goes to the mizbeach, the emunim goes to the mizbeach. The carbon is a kosher carbon. What do you do with the basar? The basar you give to kohanim. So if bechor would be the same thing as chatos v'asham, if the kohanim get it after the Avodah is done, if that would be the case, then a Bechor Bal Mum would never go to a Kohen. Because a Bechor Bal Mum, you're not makrevet as a carbon. Bechor Bal Mum, you give to a Kohen, and he shechs it, and he eats it in his backyard. He doesn't bring it as a carbon. So that's the uniqueness of the Bechor. Because even though it's a matana to Kohen, it's mikotchi amikdash, but yet, a Bal Mum also goes to the Kohen. Even though there's Mizbeach not getting any chelek on its own, but the Kohen still gets the Bechor Bal Mum. That's what Tosfos learns this memra, Shalei Matzino Loi B'kol HaTorah Kula. This Tosfos just opens up a very important hakir and how to understand Bechor Bal Mum. It's not really so much the sukkah here, just to mention. Is L'maisa the Matan the Skuhun of Bechor Bal Mum similar to that of Chatos and Hashem? That it really is coming as like the Kotshe HaMikdash. Just it was Nisrabe that even though it's a Bal Mum and the Mizbeach does not get its chilek, still the Kohanim get their chilek. Is that the Pshat and Mechor Bal Mum? Or no? Or the Pshat and Mechor Bal Mum is that the Kohen gets it like he gets Truma. It's unrelated to the fact that it's a carbon. He happens to get it when it's a carbon also. But the Zchus of the Kohen and Bechor is not as an aftermath of bringing it as a kosher carbon. Just the Torah gave him the Zchus to take it to get a Bechor. Bechor goes to a Kohen, whether it was a time, whether it's a Bal Mum. The Avada would be more mashma from says the first Malach, not the second Malach. If the reason the Kohen gets it is because he's getting it not out of din carbon, he's getting it stamkach, just like he gets Truma, so then what's the Shalei Matzino Loi B'kol HaTorah? It's entirely unrelated to Chatos and Hashem. It's like Truma. Truma, we don't say that Truma is somehow a contradiction to Chatos and Hashem. No. He gets Chatos and Hashem because they're Kotchei HaMikdash. And he gets Truma, which is unrelated to the Mikdash. So that a Kohen gets a Bechor Bal Mum, it's unrelated to the Mikdash, then it doesn't stand in the same sentence as the Chatos and Hashem, that's different than Chatos and Hashem. It's different because it's taka different. It sounds like from places that La'olam and Bechor Bal Mum is similar to Chatos and Hashem, and it's Mikotchi and Mikdash. Just we learn out of the Pasuk that even though the Mizbeach is not getting its Chelek, still the Kohanim can get their Chelek. At the heart of the mashmais of how to read the Gemara according to Tosfos.
Now move on to another point. Gemara at the end of the perek, as we dag the Mishnah. Mishnah is out of that Pesach is only nechal until Chatzais. The Gemara says the Mishnah is going like Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. It holds that Pesach is only nechal until Chatzais. Balaylo hazeh. Vavarti works in time. Balaylo hazeh malalon al Chatzais. Avkana al Chatzais. The man of Achilas Pesach is until Chatzais. Shengel Rabbi Akiva, the Zman Midah Raisa is Kol HaLayla. We'll get to the Hemshach Gemara Rabbi Akiva soon. Let's right now focus on Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Elazar ben Azaria holds that you can only Pesach until Chatzais. What's the din of a person that needs Pesach L'Achar Chatzais? according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So I found three shitas in the Achrayinu. What's the din? The Ursameach holds that there's no Isra Bechlel. Just you're not making the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. That's on one extreme. The other extreme is the Tzlach. The Tzlach in Brachis and in Psochim. Tzlach says that a person that eats Pesach Lachar Chatzos, Fibra Lazar Ben Azariah, is Chayav Karis. And there's the middle opinion of many Achorinim, the Keren Oira, and the Stipler, and the Turei Eden. They say that it's Asr, but there's no Chayav Karis. So either there's a mitzvah, or a Chayav Karis, those are the extremes, or no mitzvah and no Chayav Karis, just an Isr. So the Chayav, the Tzlach, is one that's easiest to understand. The Tzlach holds that the Torah gave Zman of Achila. After that Zman, it's nicer. You can no longer eat it after that time. So there's a Chayav nicer. That's what the Tzlach held. However, the Achrayim, all the Achrayim that argue on the Tzlach, base their opinion on the Sugya and Brachas. Mar there, Brachas of Tesam and Aleph, brings the three psukim by the Pesach, when to eat it. But Erev, Kavoy HaShemesh, and Moyet Tzeschom Yimitzrayim. So the Mar says that each are referring to different Zmanim, and there are different Dinim. But Erev, which means in the afternoon, which is referring to Yudalit in the afternoon, but Erev Atozoy Veach, that's when you shech the Korban Pesach. Ukivoy HaShemesh, when the sun goes down and it's night, Atoichel, that's when you eat the Korban Pesach. And Moyet Tzeschom Yimitzrayim Atozoyrev. And the time that you left Mitzrayim, which is the morning, that's when you burn it. This is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar in Brachos Daf Tes. Right afterwards in the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua argues, Rabbi Yeshua says, you eat it the whole night. You eat the Pesach ad Moyet Tzeschom Yimitzrayim. It's the whole night that you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So where does Rabbi Elazar argue? Rashi says there. And Masi Rabbi Elazar argues on this point. Rabbi Elazar means that only part of the night you can eat it, only until Chatzos. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that you eat it the whole night. Rabbi Yeshua is going like Shitas Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Elazar is going like Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Akupanim, the Gemara there says that the fear of Elazar, which is Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you eat it at night and you burn it in the morning. So now Rashi says there that when the Gemara says you burn it in the morning, it's lav dafka. You're not allowed to burn kachim, psulim, on yontif. This, what's left over is nicer. You can't burn it on yontif itself. You have to wait till after Yontif and then you burn it. You burn it on the day of Tezayin Nisan. That's when you burn the Nisr. So now, there's a big question here in this Gemara. If anyway you're actually doing the burning, not in the morning. You're actually doing the burning on Matzah Yontif, on Yom Tezayin. So what didn't happen in the morning, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? All right, anyway, you can't eat it after Chatzos. So from Chatzos, you're not eating it. And in the morning, you're also not burning it. But the Pasuk says, no, the Pasuk says it didn't change in the morning. Some new din happens in the morning of Pesach, of Nisan. Har, no new din happened. You have to stop eating it at Chatzos. And you don't actually, when you actually burn it, it's on Tezayin. So what didn't change over here? So this is the Pesach to understand that even though according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he only ate the Pesach until Chatzos, but it's not entirely nicer at Chatzos. So what Saka did it? So the Tzlach says that the Gemara here in Brachos Daf Tes is on Meshitas Chizkiyah. You saw in yesterday's Daf. Chizkiyah holds in Daf Nun Vav Med Beis. That if it's loy intik l'sreifa, so there's no chiv karis. So the Gemara there is Taka means that what happens in the morning of Tezvav is the chiv karis. At Chatzos Halayla you cannot eat it, but there is not yet a chiv karis. The chiv karis only kicks in the morning of Tezvav. Then it's fully nicer. You don't actually burn it because of chil yontif. Yontif does not allow you to burn it because it's a meloch on yontif. Mitad the din of the carbon, it's fully nicer, and that's why there's in the morning there's a chiv karis, but at night at Chatzos, because it's adayin leintik l'sreifa, so you do not have a chiv karis, and that didn't change in the morning. What changed in the morning is that there gets a chiv karis, and the Tzlach says it's only l'fi chizkiyah, the fear of Yechanan, as long as it's over the zman, you're over the zman achila, even if it's loy intiklis shreifa, there's already a chiv karis. B'yachanan says that vayshlamim, and it's lach, assumes that it applies also on Pesach lachar chatzos. Once it's no longer this man achila, so there's already a chiv karis. So the Gemara there, Bakorcha is going b'shitas cheskia. That's the shekotari of the tzlach. But lamanu midivri tzlach, that's what we said earlier. It comes out from the tzlach that la'alocha lefir b'yechinon, that shlomim b'leha shlishi as the chiv karis. Who had in Pesach lachar chatzos, fir b'lazja ben Azaria also has the chiv karis. That's how the tzlach learns. However, that Tavara Dreicha is learning that the Gemara there is going b'shitas cheskia. Right, we pass in like Rabbi Yechanan, and there's also no mention that it's going b'shitas cheskia. That's the Dreicha of the Tzlach. So the Achrayim want to say no, that the Gemara there could go even l'fi shita as Rabbi Yechanan. It holds that normally when it's loy intik l'sreifa, there's still a chiv karis. But here, there is no chiv karis. Here, in the night, l'achar chatzais, even though it's usher to eat it, there's no chiv karis. And as the Stipler says, Stipler in Brachas Simin Dalit, Ibai say Makra, and Ibai say Masvara. We could say that there's no Chiv Kares. And Pesach Lachar Chatzos, either because of the Pasuk is Mashma that way, or because of the Svara. Where's Mashmais in the Pasuk? Says the Stipler, because if the Torah gives me a different Pasuk to say, there's a unique Pasuk to say that something changes in the morning of Tezvav. And as Rashi tells us, anyway, you're not burning it then. What didn't change? Bakarachin means that until the morning of Tezvah, there's no Chiv Kares. And in the morning of Tezvah, there becomes a Chiv Kares. So even though Rabbi Yechanan holds that normally, once it's already over the Zman Achila, so there's a Chiv Kares. That's when I just have my Svara. My Svara tells me that when it's over the Zman Achila, there's a Chiv Kares. But here the Pasuk is telling me not that way. Pasuk is saying the Chiv Kares only kicks in on the morning of Tezvah. So it must be that lachar chatzos there is no chiv karis. So that's why we have a mashmash from the pasuk that there's no chiv karis lachar chatzos. Or says Zayber, it's a svara. That the whole inyan of eating lachar chatzos is mitzad the din Pesach shebay. Mitzad the unique mitzah of eating the korban Pesach, as we said earlier. Pesach has the kachim din mitzad dinei kachim, and a din mitzad Pesach. So the whole really mitzad the kachim lemetzino a korban that's only nachal until chatzos. It's a very strange zman for an achilas korban midaraisa. It's only until chatzos. The zman in the Torah always gives either day, night. That's the zman the Torah always gives. So says the sefer mitzad din kachim shebayivad you should be able to eat it all night. Makar hach that the din of chatzos is only mitzad din Pesach. So if so, Rabbi Yechanan would agree, even though Rabbi Yechanan normally says that once it's over as man achilas, there's a chiv kares. That's only when the Zman Achila is the Zman Mitzad the Kotchim. But when the Zman is the Zman Mitzad the Pesach, the mitzvah of eating Pesach, so then even though it's usher to eat it afterwards, but it will not make a Chiv Kares, because it's not a Chefs of Neitzah. That's the Mahalach of the Achrayim. As we said, the Turiyev and the Kemenoir and the Stipler. The Sameach goes to this point and he takes it even further. The Sameach wants to say that a person that eats Pesach Lachar Chatzos, Fir B'Lazar Ben Azariah, is not over any Isra Bechlau, and far keret, he's Mekayim a Mitzvah. Yidach HaTzayis, you could even be Mekayim a Mitzvah if you're B'lazda Ben Azariah. Just, you'll be lacking the unique Mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. The Mitzvah that's Mutah on the Karkaft of each person. Each person has an Ashtosik, he has a Chiv to eat a Kezayis of Matzah, he has a Chiv to eat a Kezayis of Pesach. That Mitzvah, you can only be Mekayim until HaTzayis. La'achar HaTzayis, you can no longer be Mekayim that Mitzvah. But you eat the Pesach like eating kachim, like you're eating a shlamim. And whoever eats it is Mekayim a mitzvah. Just your unique mitzvah, if you were not Mekayim until chatzos, you cannot be Mekayim ma'achar chatzos. Much of there's enough kamini between them. When you eat until chatzos, you need matzah and mar. When you eat lachar chatzos, there's no Indian to need the matzah mar. Matzah mar is only mitzvah the mitzvah of achilas Pesach. Mitzvah the din kachim shabbai, as we mentioned earlier, there's no need for matzah amar. That's the Mahalach or Sameach. He brings Simuchim to say this. Famous for Sameach. He's ma'ir that Argamar is not so mashma that way. Argamar says that if you're B'lazar Ben Azariah, it's only eaten until chatzos. It's mashma that you cannot eat it after chatzos. It's usher to eat lachar chatzos. So he wants to say that no, that the kavana of the Gemara is in order to make kind the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, you can only eat it until Chatzais. But in a Hanami, even after Chatzais, you can eat it like eating kachim. So that's just again to summarize quickly the three opinions that we saw here in the Achrayim. L'dasher lezer ben Azar l'achar chatzais, feed it slach. There's a chiv karis of Rabbi Yechanan because it's over as man achilasai. Lefi the Turiyevin and the Karenayer and the Stipler, it's an Isser, but there's no karis because the pasuk is saying here the only chiv karis is in the morning. According to that, I told them there's no chiv karis. And their malach is that there are some meach that is takam mutter to eat it. Just you will not make the unique mitzvah of eating Pesach, rather the general mitzvah of eating kachim. So in the Gemara, Abaye says that there's no right that our mission is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Could be the mission is going like Rabbi Akiva. And that's what the mission says, Til Chatzos, is Laharchek min Avera. Like by all other kachim also we saw from the Mishnah, and Nafnun Gimel and An, any carbon which is Nechal Balayla, and the time finishes at the end of the night, so it's only Nechal until Chatzos. Because the Laharchek is Adam min Avera, like the mission says, the Mim of Brochus. So maybe our mission is like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says on Abaye, no, that's not true. Im kein my Ella ad chatzos. Until now, the Mishnah just said the lashon v'nechalim ad chatzos. The Mishnah Mayot says einu nechal Ella ad chatzos, only until chatzos. That's Ma'ashma is coming to exclude more. So that's how Gemara knows that it's only Lachitas Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya, and Midoraisa says it's not nechal achar chatzos. So a few points here about this din that Pesach and all kachim. That there's a gzeir to not eat them lachar chatzos. So firstly, as we said, that's the harm of fortune in the Gemara by us. That just like by all kachim, there's a gzeira to not eat lachar chatzos. Also by Pesach, that you also cannot eat lachar chatzos. That's my fortune in the Gemara by us. However, the Rashba in Brochus and Aftesimut Aleph is mechadish apid sigi over there. The Pesach has more kal than other kachim. By other kachim, there's a gzeira to not eat lachar chatzos, but by Pesach you could eat lachar chatzos. That's the chiddush of the Rashba. He asks that our Gemara and Zvachim, Tainu Tzmefurish, not that way. For should also by Pesach, Lafir Bakiva, you cannot eat a Lachar Chatzais. Answers the Rashba that the Gemara Bayas could have answered that you can't be like Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva did not say his din by Pesach. But Adiva Minok Mishani, where it says a better teretz, even if Rabbi Akiva would have said his din by Pesach, but the mission by Yas, it doesn't work because the mission says Ella, so therefore it's Balakor Chama to say that it's Midaraisa. That's the Chiddush of the Rashba. That's the Shita Mechudeshes. Most Rishonim hold that, no, that, like, take the Gemara by Yos Kipshutai, that even Rabbi Akiva agrees that Midaraisa, Pesach is only Nachal until Chatzais. So the Maitz, there's a Machlekes Rishonim about the Zin by Pesach and all Kachim, they're only Nachal until Chatzais. Teisim Psachim, and of Kuf Chafim and Beis, in the end of Psachim. Teisim says, That the Mishnah says in the beginning of Brachas, that Hector Chalav Meivarem, Kol Nechalim Liyay Mechor, that Amur Chacham Ma Chatzois, Chazal said Ar Chatzois, that means Lechatchila. Hanu Lechatchila, one should hurry up and to get finish eating the meat, or finish eating the meat before Chatzois. However, if you did not finish eating it before Chatzois, Tzeis is Mechadish, you could eat it the whole night. The whole din d'rabbanan that was said, that you have to eat until chatzais, was only a din l'chatchila. The makor of taisus to this chiddush is the Gemara by us in Zvachim and daf nun zayin amadis. What's the makor? Taisus says the makor is in the fact that the Gemara says that if it's going like a berlezer ben azayin, it's a din d'araisa, so we understand the lashon of el ad chatzais. But if it's a fear by kiva, and the din that you cannot eat lachar chatzais is only a din d'rabbanan, so why does the mission say Ella? Taiz asks, "Might have come with Ella or without Ella? Why is Ella mashmad daraisa and Archatois mashmad drabonon?" Taiz says it's not just a difference of daraisa and drabonon. Rather, the chaluk can be a soydinam. The din of not eating lachachatois the fear belazer ben Azariah, and the din of not eating lachachatois the fear beakivin. Fear belazer ben Azariah means you cannot eat it lachachatois. You're simply not in the kind of mitzvah. It's usher to eat. And at least, and even if you're a meach, though we said it's not usher to eat, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah. After chatzais, it's over. The story's over. Nothing to do after chatzais. Fear b'lazer ben Azariah. That's the lashon that it's einoy nechal ella ad chatzais. It can only be eaten until Chatzais, and afterwards, you can't eat it anymore. However, Lefir Bakiva, that Midaraisa, eat it in the whole night. And only Midrabanan, we said, eat it until Chatzais. So Taisa says, that din is only din Lechatchila. Hurry up and eat it. I tell the rabbi, listen, I only have half an hour left. Can I take my time? The rabbi says, no, you have to eat it right now. So that's the Ar Chatzais. Go eat it as fast as you can. But we don't say the lashon of Ella Ar Chatzais, because that would be mashma that you cannot eat it l'achar chatzais. And it's incorrect. If you left over from the Pesach or from any of the carbon, then you could eat it even l'achar chatzais. So that's in the Makor of Taisus and Pesachim to say that by this gzera and the meaning of brachos of not eating after chatzais is only a din l'chatchila, not a din b'diyevet. However, the Chafetz Chaim by Yosin Zevach Taita, it's in Dayak that Rashi and the Rambam argue. Rashi in the meaning of brachos, in the Rambam in Paragyud and Dalet of Meister Karbanos, it's before me divrayim that you cannot eat it lachar chatzos. So how do you learn Argamara? Argamara is a big makar to Taisus, as Taisus brings, a Taisus in Psochin, that says that you could eat lachar chatzos. So what does Rashi do with Argamara? So it seems that Rashi is bothered by this. Rashi says, in Kemai Elo, listen, even Nechal ar chatzos kedetanem bekulu. Rashi says that it should have said the same Lashon before. Why change the Lashon? We already have a good Nusach going. All the Mishnah is saying Tel Chatzais. The fact that you add in the Ella, it seems to say that it's Mashma more of a Chumra. That's Mashma, that's Dinda Raisa. Until now it's a Dinda Rabbanon, Ar Chatzais. Ella Ar Chatzais, Mashma Mamish, and only Tel Chatzais. Even Mida Raisa, it's only Nechal and Tel Chatzais. So that it seems the way that Rashi learned the Gemara. Hakoponim, Rashi goes Lashitasai. Rashi holds that Lamaisa you cannot eat kachim lachar chatzis. Now Lamaisa, as we said, this is also the opinion of the Rambam. However, there is one machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, but they did affect your chalovim lachar chatzis. Mishnah there says, min of brachos, that hector chalov mevarim is called a laila. V'chein kol anecholim liyoyim echor is called a laila, midor raisa. And chachom said until chatzis. There's some machlekes in Pshat and Rashi and the Rambam about when Chazal said Ar Chatzos, were they referring to Hector Chalov and Bichlal. Rashi says that they were not referring to Hector Chalov and Bichlal. Hector Chalov, you could lechatchila do kol alayla. That's the opinion of Rashi and Brachos. What's the reason? We saw Rashi earlier in Daf Nun Gimel. Rashi says they only made this takana for things which there's a chiv karis. When you eat kachim after the night, even the next day, you'll be chayv kares. So because of the chumra of chayv kares, it made a takana not to eat lachar chatzis. Hashengen, you're makdir a murim the next day, there's no chayv kares. So they did not make a takana bechla. That's the opinion of Rashi. The Rambam argues, the Rambam holds, the Rambam and the Mishnah Kipshuta, the Mishnah of the Meaning of Brachis, the Rambam holds that bein by achilas kachim, and bein by Hector chalav meivarim, it's only until chatzos, and after chatzos, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to eat the basar of the karban if you did not eat it before chatzos. You also cannot be makter the emurim if you were not makter them before chatzos. That's the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Meiser Karbanos Halacha Beis. That's the din by Hector chalav meivarim. The Rambam by Achilas Kachim is in Perek Gur Halacha Ches of Meiser Karbanos. There, the Rambam says in both these places that if you do not do it before chatzos, you cannot do it after chatzos. However, an interesting question is that the Mishnah there in the Min of Brachos puts three things together. Hagir Chalav Mevarim, Kol Nechalim Liyayim Echor, and Kriyas Shema. And also Kriyas Shema, Chazal said, you have to say it until Chatzais. And you, even though the mitzvah is called the whole night, you have to say it before Chatzais. And yet the Rambam Paskins there, in Parak Aleph of Kriyas Shema Alochates. Says the Rambam, Ezehu Zman Kriyas Shema Balayla. Mitzvasa mishas yitzias akrechovim ad chatzi alayla. Im avar v'icher v'kara ad shalei olam murashachar yotzi dechoy vasei. Rambam says that if you waited and you did not take Kriyas Shema until alois hashachar, sometime later in the night you have until alois hashachar. The whole night, if you said it, you yotzi dechoy vasei. Shalei omru ad chatzois el harchik min apshia. You always said to say Kriyas Shema until chatzois to keep a person far away from messing up, that he won't see it at all. So therefore, they said to say it before Chatzis. But you say it after Chatzais, you're still making the mitzvah. The Rambam obviously got this from the Mishnah of Brachos, sons of Rabbi Gamliel, came lachar Chatzais, and he said that you should still say Kriyas Shema. Even though Rabbi Gamliel agrees that the mitzvah is until Chatzais, but if you didn't say it until Chatzais, you can say it afterwards. But yet the Rambam, by us, by Kodshim, both by Achila and by Akhtara, the Rambam says that you don't do it lachar Chatzais. The Rambam that we quoted, the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis of Maaser Karbonos. Zvachim shenishak domen b'yoyim maktir negimurin b'alaylo at shi'ala mura shachar. Chenei var oilois maktir negimurin b'alaylo at shi'ala mura shachar. The din that rice is the whole night. Kadei leharchi min ha-pshiyah, obru hachamim she'ein maktirin ha-emurin ve'yivare ha-oilo, elo ar chatzois ha-laylo. Chazal said, do not be maktir negimurin only until chatzois. They didn't tell you that if you waited, then you could do it. Also the Lashon Ram by Achila, the same Lashon, you don't do it after chatzois. So Maishna, the din by Kachim of Achila and Akhtara, when you said until chatzois, you cannot do it afterwards. Maishna, the din of Kriyas Shema, that you could do it afterwards. So I think there's a Pashat Achiluk that, by it could be the Ram holds the same thing by all of these mitzvahs. That Chazaru Kadei of the Zman of the Mitzvah. It's true, I mean, the Reis of the Zman of the Mitzvah is the whole night. But Chazal gave their own Zman of the Mitzvah. Chazal Ru Kadei of the Zman of the Mitzvah, until Chatzis. But now, what happens now? So Rabbi Chanun in Kovitz Oriz in Simen Samech Tes, Sivkotun Beis, has a Chakira, but how to understand that Dinu Drabbanon. Gemara says that Chacham have the Koyach to be Oikir Dovim Natoira B'Shev Val Taise, and not Mekum Vasei. They have the ability to tell me not to do things. They could say, don't take a lulav when the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, even though the Torah tells me to do it. But the Chacham are telling me something which is B'Shev Al Taisa, that they have the ability to do. But when it's Kum Vasei, tell me to do it when the Torah tells me something is Aser, the Torah says not to eat Chazer, so the Chacham have no Koyach to tell me to go eat it. That's called being Oikar and Dovermen HaTorah, but Kum Vasei, telling me specifically to go do it. That they don't have the ability to do. Says Rabbi Chanan, so when the Chacham are Oikar something B'Shev Al Taisa, when they say not to take a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, am I making a mitzvah or not if I go do that? Isn't that Chazal? Is that considered being oikir davar Torah mekum vatsei? They're a mafkia something from the Torah. They cut out a mitzvah of the Torah. The Torah says there's a mitzvah to take a lulav. Chazal said today there's no mitzvah to take a lulav. So that's actively taking away mitzvah of the Torah. Is that called kum vatsei? And therefore they do not have the ability to do that. Or no? What the difference between Shev Al Taisa and Kum Vasei is just what they're telling me to do, what they're telling me to do. When they tell me not to do an act, rather sit in my seat and not take a lulav, so they're telling me to do something Shev Al Taisa, that they could do. Even if that means that they're taking away a mitzvah, they still have the ability to do it. It's not that so-called Shev Al Taisa. Shev Al Taisa is referring to what the person is doing. But they can tell me to do something, which is by non-acting, that they can do. But they can't tell me to do something by acting that they cannot do. But the thing, the mitzvah, they could be oiker entirely. They have the ability to be oiker mitzvahs. So they could take away the mitzvah of taking a lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Or no, that's considered kum vaaseh. That's the chazal are actively being mafkia, mitzvah from the Torah, that they don't have the ability to do. So that's a chakira that he talks about there. So the Maisi brings, and Machlokes is Rishonim in this topic, whether they could take away the mitzvah or not. Well, should they bring from Rabbeinu Yainu in the meaning of Brachos that when Chazal said not to say Kriyas Shema after Chatzos, so if a person says it after Chatzos, they're not making the mitzvah. Chazal actually took away the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. But he brings a Machlokes Rishonim on this topic. So it could be that, go back to our Rambam, and we started that the Rambam is a stira, whether after Chatzos you're making the mitzvah or not. By Kriyas Shema, the Rambam says that you are making the mitzvah, and yet by Achilas Kachim and Hector Chalavim, Rambam says you're not making the mitzvah. So it could be that the Rambam argues on Rabbeinu Yaina. The Rambam holds that when Chazal have no ability to take away the mitzvah, they have no ability, or at least they didn't want to take away the mitzvah, Chazal didn't take away mitzvahs. When Chazal tell you not to do something, the mitzvah still stays. Midaraisa, the mitzvah is still there. The person who would take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot, he'll be making a mitzvah. So if a person says Kriyas Shema Lachar Chatzos, he's making a mitzvah. So we asked, so then also a person eats kachem lachar chatzos, he's also mekayim a mitzvah. So if he didn't eat it until chatzos, We should tell them, go eat it l'achar chatzais. You'll get the mitzvah. But the Tzaris is poshut. Because by kodshim, once Chazal said that the man of the mitzvah, the man of eating the kodshim is until chatzais, so l'achar chatzais, it's puzzle. It's puzzle. Kodshim, there's not only the mitzvah and non-mitzvah aspect. Kodshim, there's also an iser aspect. You eat kodshim not in the right time, it's considered nicer. So it's true if a person will eat l'achar chatzais, he'll be mekayim a mitzvah d'arais of eating kodshim. But when he goes and asks the shayla now it's l'achar chatzais. He goes and asks the Rav, should he eat it or not eat it? The Rav tells him, it's usher for you to eat it. Chazal said that the zman is until chatzais. So meilo, when you eat it l'achar chatzais, you're eating something which is l'achar zmanay. There's an iser to eat kodshim l'achar zmanam. That's called meiser. And who had them back Torah say murim? If Chazal were coming to convey the zman of the mitzvah, the zman of the bring the carbon is until chatzais, when you bring it l'achar chatzais, so you bring something that has in it, it's considered l'achar zmanoi. It has a psalina on it. It's usher to bring something l'achar zmanoi. If you do it, you do the kind of mitzvah d'oraisa, but it's usher to do. It's simply usher to do. By Kriya Shema, Chazal said the mitzvah is until chatzais. That's what they said. They made the zman of the mitzvah until chatzais. So now it comes that it's l'achar zmanoi mitzvah. There's no iser to say Kriya Shema now. They didn't make an iser to say Kriya Shema. They said that the zman of the mitzvah is until chatzais. So now midrabanan, you're l'achar zmanoi. Midrabanan, there's no inyan to say Kriya Shema. But you could still say this. You could still say it. You're mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. The zman still exists in the d'oraisa. Therefore, you can be mekayim the mitzvah. But by kodshim, once we were kaveh the zman of the achil or the aktara, then they became puzzle afterwards. So maybe it's usher to do. That would be a good pshat in the Rambam. One last point here in the Rambam is that this all we said about lagabi kol kodshim. What's lagabi korban pesach? The Rambam paskins the same thing as other kodshim. The Rambam in Perek Ches of Korban Pesach, Halacha Tetzvav, says the Rambam, "Far biyarnu mekam mekayim eshein pesach nechal el al chatzos kedei laharchi min haavira." Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That the zman is until chatzos kedei laharchi min haavira. But in Torah sheyachu kol alayla chayal mura shachar. Midaraitz can eat it the whole night, but midrabanan you can only eat until chatzos kedei laharchi min haavira. Passes like Rabbi Akiva. So Pesach is like other kachim. And the zman midarais is the whole night, and midrabon until chatzis. That's the pshak of the Rambam. So it's already well known that it's a big time on Avni Nezer. Famous Avni Nezer in Orachayim Tzimis Shin Pe'alus of Katan Hay. Avni Nezer says that the Mishnah says that Eimaftir Nachra Pesach Afi Koyman. You can't eat anything after Korban Pesach. Avni Nezer wants to be mechadish. That's only in the zman achil of the Korban Pesach. Lachar zman, the next day, the morning of Yom Tov Avada, you can eat. Only bizman that you can't eat that you could eat the Korban Pesach, and then you already finished eating the Korban Pesach. Then there's Isra to eat something after the Korban Pesach. So Meili says that Lafir Belezer Ben Azariah that the zman of the Pesach is until Chatzis. So you can eat things at Lachar Chatzis because once it's over the zman of the Pesach, there's no Isra of eating an Afi Kaiman. That's the Chiddush of the Avni Nezer. So Lafize, he says, an Einfall, the famous Tanai of the Avedezer, person is, his Seder is running late, and he's not going to make Achilas Avikayman until Chatzais. So says Avedezer, that after the Matzah, eat another Kizayis of Matzah, and say the following Tanai, that if the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that the Mitzvah is Kol HaLayla, so I'm stop eating Matzah, and I have plenty of time, and I'm just eating Matzah in the middle of my Suda. But if the Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Mitzvah is until Chatzais, so what I'm eating now is Achilas Avikayman. Then you wait until Chatzos to pass, and then you go on, you eat the rest of the Suda, you eat your soup and your chicken, because now the it's already Lachar Zmanoi, and there's no problem of Achila Safi Koinim. That's the Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. However, that's all good if the Savig would be, if the Zman is until Chatzos, or the Zman is until Amud HaShachar. But the Rambam paskens, the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that the Zman Midaraisa is the whole night. Just Midrabanan, and you can't eat Lachar Chatzos. So now you're stuck. The Avad of the Isra of Achilas Afikayman applies the whole night. Because Midoraisa, that's the Zman of the Achila. So the Isra of Achilas Afikayman should be the whole night. But Lachar Chatzos, you can't eat already. Because Lachar Chatzos, it's no longer the Zman of the Mitzvah. Midrabanan, you can no longer eat Lachar Chatzos. So Meila, the Tanai is not going to help you. Because Midrabanan, you have to eat Afikayman by Chatzos. But Midoraisa, the Zman of Achilas Pesach, of Achilas Afikayman, applies the whole night. And therefore, you can't eat other things after you eat Afi Koyman until the next morning. We imagine that if it would be the Pshat, the Chazal, Mafkir, the Mitzvah, Lachar Chatzos, then it could be better. then already left your chatzos, then you would be allowed to eat something. But if the mitzvah still applies, just Chazal said don't do it. We want to take the Rambam. Chazal said it's usher to do it, and therefore lemaisa the mitzvah the rice still applies all night. The Nachar is pasha that the Isra of Achila Safi Koymin applies the whole night, and you cannot eat other things until the morning. So the tonight of Avinezer, Lachar does not work, Lefi the Psak of the Rambam. I confer today's shir, Hadun Lachizu Makoymon, but Hashem, we're going to learn a lot of things in this parak. People say that Izu Makoymon is a light parak. There's not too much to do there. Baruch Hashem, we found that in every daf, Kishmaka things to talk about, Yisaitis in the parak and in things in Kachem. Shkoyach.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Makoymus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.